Module 3, Prioritizing Your Time. Time management is about more than just managing our time. It's about managing ourselves in relation to time. It is about setting priorities and taking charge. It means changing habits or activities that cause us to waste time. It means being willing to experiment with different methods and ideas to enable you to find the best way to make maximum use of time. The 80-20 Rule. The 80-20 Rule, also known as Pareto's Principle, states that 80% of your results come from only 20% of your actions. Across the board, you will find that the 80-20 principle is pretty much right on with most things in your life. For most people, it really comes down to analyzing what you are spending your time on. Are you focusing in on the 20% of activities that produce 80% of the results in your life? The Urgent Important Matrix. Great time management means being effective as well as efficient. Managing time effectively and achieving the things that you want to achieve means spending your time on things that are important and not just urgent. To do this, you need to distinguish clearly between what is urgent and what is important. Important. These are the activities that lead to the achieving your goals and have the greatest impact on your life. Urgent. These activities demand immediate attention but are often associated with someone else's goals rather than our own. This concept, coined the Eisenhower Principle, is said to be how former U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower organized his tasks. It was rediscovered and brought into the mainstream as the Urgent Important Matrix by Stephen Covey in his 1994 business classic, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The Urgent Important Matrix is a powerful way of organizing tasks based on priorities. Using it helps you overcome the natural tendency to focus on urgent activities so that you can have time to focus on what's truly important. The Urgent Important Matrix continued. Urgent and important. Activities in this area relate to dealing with critical issues as they arise and meeting significant commitments. Perform these duties now. Important but not urgent. These success-oriented tasks are critical to achieving goals. Plan to do these tasks next. Urgent but not important. These chores do not move you forward toward your own goals. Manage by delaying them, cutting them short, and rejecting requests from others. Postpone these chores. Not urgent and not important. These trivial interruptions are just a distraction and should be avoided if possible. However, be careful not to mislabel things like time with the family and recreational activities as not important. Avoid these distractions altogether. Being assertive. At times, requests from others may be important and need immediate attention. Often, however, these requests conflict with our values and take time away from working toward your goals. Even if it is something we would like to do but simply don't have the time for, it can be very difficult to say no. One approach in dealing with these types of interruptions is to use a positive no, which comes in several forms. Say no, followed by an honest explanation such as, "I am uncomfortable doing that because..." Say no and then briefly clarify your reasoning without making excuses. This helps the listener to better understand your position. Example, "I can't right now because I have another project that is due by 5 p.m. today." Say no and then give an alternative. Example, "I don't have time today, but I could schedule it in for tomorrow morning." Empathetically repeat the request in your own words and then say no. Example, "I understand that you need to have this paperwork filed immediately, but I will not be able to file it for you." Say yes, give your reasoning for not doing it, and provide an alternative solution. Example, "Yes, I would love to help you by filing this paperwork, but I do not have time until tomorrow morning." Provide an assertive refusal and repeat it no matter what the person says. This approach may be the most appropriate with aggressive or manipulative people and can be an effective strategy to control your emotions. Example, "I understand how you feel, but I will not or cannot." Remember to stay focused and not become sidetracked into responding to other issues. Case study. Elizabeth was feeling overwhelmed by the huge pile of paperwork scattered on her desk. Her coworker, Annabelle, told her to sit down and to prioritize her work by making 2 piles of paperwork. The pile labeled important included items that directly impacted Elizabeth's work performance. The pile labeled urgent included items that needed attention immediately, however, did not involve Elizabeth directly. From these piles, Annabelle told her to create 4 others in order of importance. Urgent and important, items that not only needed immediate attention, but had to do directly with Elizabeth. Important but not urgent, impacted Elizabeth directly, but they did not need immediate attention. Urgent but not important, paperwork most likely given to Elizabeth by others. not urgent and not important, more of distraction than anything else. Thanks to Annabelle's organization advice, Elizabeth knew she would be able to finish her work by the end of the day.